Welcome to another episode of Call Me When You Get Off podcast, season two, with myself, Shan, and Gigi.
I'm here.
We have the boys. Okay, we have the Pod Fam boys. We have
them boys
from Everything Culture. We have Baylor from BTG for President podcast.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, we are here. Okay.
Oh, we started. Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. We here.
We started something.
What's happening?
So, you know, we had to, you know, pre-game it. Okay, this is just a little pre-game talk. We're going to get into the episode, I promise.
It's crazy that this meeting's being recorded already, but I digress.
Okay.
Nothing.
Said something about me recording.
you know
I gotta get that Boston Bean footage.
Blood.
You gotta come on, Ray. You know who I am.
I was gonna get my tequila before the show, but I need to eat before I hit the tequila.
And I'm gonna need not to be having the tequila on call.
Huh? Oh, you sure right. Yeah. You sure fucking right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
My mom making oxtail.
Nah, there's love.
I told her, I said, can you get some fritters for Saturday? She said, yes. I said, what's for dinner? She said, oxtail.
Oh. You are appreciated, baby. Don't you know, love your sweet lady. Yo, yo, yo.
We started already? We about to start?
You know, from the time I get in.
Jen is all gas, like no brakes, man.
We get no prep time over here.
Okay.
You better come in. Great.
Bricked up.
Draped up and dripped out.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Let me get my English situated. I'm on my oaks. Get over to my laptop. Man,
X number one FaceTime you today.
We went on Jim.
And he said, you don't want to put on some clothes? I said, why?
Ain't got no control. This ain't my zone. This is not my zone. But when I tell you I was about to pan in.
Oh, why would I put on clothes? I said, this is it, honey.
Where are you?
Where is Gigi's black ass at? Where is Gigi's black ass at?
I'm sorry, y'all. I had to let it go. I was good. And then yeah. I felt it in my spirit. And it was just like, release them. So. My bad, man. And I was good. I was doing good. And
glad you got that up out you.
Yeah. And I washed my hands. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. Never would have made it.
Okay. We made it. And it's good. How y'all feeling?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I'm here. I am here. So much has happened, y'all. Yeah. I get to put it in a group day, so I'm not bringing it to the forefront. But okay. You know what? I am doing great. Like, I cannot complain. And if I can, it's gonna be all right. So there's no reason to. So it's gonna be all right.
Okay. Hi, this is the last episode.
Oh, hi, the pod. Wait, how does it? But,
you see what happens when you get out the loop?
I know, it's just gotta so much.
Get back in the loop, baby.
Yeah, the loop.
I reset, reuse, recycle.
I'll start you off, okay?
gotta get over. Yeah, yeah.
It is the last of July, okay? We are preparing for Drake's 40th coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We are,
Leo season, baby.
We are still hot as shit this summer, you know what I'm saying? Things are ablaze. I just did a episode with Baylor for BTG for President about the
and it was fire.
Where you go? Where you go?
Yeah.
Gonna discuss it. We are checking in with Gigi, okay? And thoughts and things. And we're gonna discuss, you know, some things when it comes to a Black household. We're gonna discuss whatever is on our minds tonight. And we're gonna have a good time, as always, because that's just what we do, okay? It's Pafia, right? So, I want to know, what are the people asking you, Baylor, about that friend zone episode?
Milk.
If I need to answer something in more detail, I will.
Of course. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me well?
I can hear you well.
The penis pressed up against the buttocks in the train.
Yeah.
That is a huge pause. There's a huge topic today, for real. I had a podcaster just call me like, hey, I need more. I need more.
Okay.
So I can tell which friends are the freakiest, you know, because they'll call me asking for some crazy. They did. The whole episode was great. We shouldn't do nothing but classics. We might have to take over the Jada and Styles title, because it's ridiculous. Although a lot of the classic news come from her saying some wild shit.
But it'd be real shit though.
That makes it even wilder. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I expect it, but it's also like, nigga. But, you know?
Do we expect anything less though?
Okay.
She been like this day one. She the reason I stopped streaming on Facebook. When she joined, okay, bye Facebook.
See, here's the thing. It's not the content that throws me off. It's when the content is said, you know, because if you listen to that part, she went from which we don't have out here in California, which Drake has expressed a long time ago that they have it in Texas, which is called a feeder road. We don't have feeder roads out here. It's all race cars out here. So she went from a feeder road to the freeway. Left-hand lane, 1,000 miles per hour. The woman said, he started talking about twins and babies and stuff like that. And all I said is, we're just going to have sex. It was a slight little pause. It wasn't a long pause, but it was an important pause. And she said, he sucked my nipples so hard. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. Warm us up. Foreplay is a thing. There was no building up to that. It went from opening scene to the third portion of the movie.
I had to get to the situation of that third session.
No.
And lately, it's been a lot of, and me personally, it's just been a lot of nipple content. Like, there's a podcaster that was telling me, shout out to Audrey. I didn't want to put your name out there, but where he did. And Audrey was like, she said, did you know? And then again, this was random, because I sent her, she bought two shirts. So I sent her the shirts. Mm-hmm. And then randomly, she was like, did you know cows had to get pregnant in order for them to get, you know, milk in their titties? Now, at 43, I said, you know what? That sounds like something I should know, because normally women who have breast milk was either pregnant or they just got pregnant or something like that. So them things starting to fill up.
Yeah.
She was like, a lot of people didn't know that. Mm. So we got a lot of people on this planet that did not know that the cows got to get impregnated to get that milk. So that's another thing I wanted to share. But yes, to answer your question.
Something else we didn't know.
Okay. So
if you suck a certain particular podcaster's nipples for a certain amount of time, she would start leaking. Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna address the Mr. Bolt.
Nick Gage in the room. Oh, sorry.
And you said you would flirt on the train too. That was another. That was so. The top three ones was the press up against the backside.
Right. Yeah.
The super. And again, I'm not sure if Shan. I think she answered it on the episode. But if anybody has watched The Boys, they know the Homelander reference to that. So you know, also the nipples. And now what I said should belong on a shirt or a hoodie is I flirt on a train, which is a crazy thing if you get on, because we don't do train. We have trains out here, subways, mm-hmm. all that other bullshit, but we don't use them as like how New Yorkers might use them.
Yeah.
Nah, we use them to go travel somewhere for a vacation or just for a ride. With y'all using them trains for survival instincts.
Okay, so I'm going to address Mr. Print. Okay, so the E-train, when it's rush hour, and I was working, that was when I was working near, like, Park Ave, so it's really busy. It's, like, one of those main trains that you got to take. It's busy by the time I leave the store. I was working at Dooney. And so that was, like, a long ride to get to Queens. And we would go to a certain station where everybody's getting on the train, and no matter what, it's going to be packed. So it's like nothing for somebody to be brushed up against you or leaning against you, nothing. So this guy was like in a suit was slightly fitted. I was holding on to the pole. We were excited.
She was holding on to the pole, y'all. Okay.
More people got on the train, and he was like behind me. But I can feel like a print. But I was just like, shit, okay. So I just stood there on the train. He was talking to me. He apologized. And I was like, that's all right. And then he was like, he asked me where I was from. I told him. And he was like, oh, he was like, I do this. I was like, okay. He asked me what I do. And I told him. And he was like, he was like, are you going home? I said, yeah. He said, well, I'm getting off at such and such stop. If you want to, I could drop you off. I said, no, thank you. He was like, it's cool. I'm not nobody crazy. And I was just like,
that's what a crazy person would say.
Okay. And I was like, that's cool. He was like, I drive. He was like, I drive a BMW. And I'm just like, I don't care. So I was like, it's cool. And he was like, okay. He was like, well, I'm going to get off. And so he got off. And I'm just like, okay, cool now. Like, he's gone. And so more people start coming off the train. I get to my last stop. I go up, and I was going to take the bus to go to the house. Why this man figured out what bus I was taking and followed the bus. By the time I got off my stop and walked up to the house, he was already parked at the side of the house. Mm-mm. And so he honked his horn, and so I'm just like, oh shit.
Was he really in a BMW?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he honked his horn and he rolled on the window. He was like, see, I told you.
I told you I got a BMW.
Right. He was like, see, I told you not crazy. So I'm like,
no, well, I think he's missing the point, but
okay. So I'm like sitting in this passenger seat with the windows rolled all the way down. he was like right next to the house. That my cousins were in the house or whatever, so I wasn't worried about it. It's broad daylight. It's not nighttime.
It's not like he could just stay there in the nighttime.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there. Yeah. And so he talking to me about whatever. And he was like, I don't have kids. I'm not dating anybody. But, sir, you're Jamaican. This is already a no.
Right. You got three people.
You're good looking, but I don't do island men. Because I already know what that come with. So he was like, I make good money. This man called Amex on the phone on speaker for them to say his balance or whatever.
He called me.
Show me his bank account. And I'm just, at this point, I'm just like turned off because you're now convincing me
to talk. He's in a rush.
Yeah.
He's in a rush.
I'm just like, why are you trying to prove yourself? But in New York, most men are like that. Like, I have this and this and this. Pick me. And so I'm just like, okay, whatever.
That's their culture, though.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, whatever. So he was like, so can I call you sometime? I was like, yeah. I said, here's my number. Anytime he called, I never answered. So I got to a point where I was going to leave New York and go back to Philly. And he had called one time. I said, I'm not even staying in New York anymore. I'm moving. He was like, I know you're lying. That's not the truth. That was like weeks later. And I was just like, why would I lie to you? You're not nobody. Mind you, we've gone on no days or nothing. But that was that whole situation. But that was Mr. Bulge. And my thing is like, sir, like, you want to put your wang on some ass on a train ride, okay?
No, he wanted to do more than that. He followed you all the way home. And then called AMAX and put it on speaker.
It's a certain type of content out there. That is just that.
I know! The
creep content where they just purposely and they try to act like it's an accident. Shan, that is a wet dream. You just told some fan fiction. Like, you out there making some people very stiff.
But it was real shit. And I'm just like, dog, this man is crazy. Why would you follow a bus?
Hold on. Which camera? Y'all don't try that. Okay? Don't ever do that. Women don't like that. Men don't like that. People don't like that. Okay? Don't be going out here just occasionally adjusting your wang on somebody's derriere or their backside. Listen, hold on. Gigi smiling too hard. Am I right, Gigi?
No, I'm with it. Look.
Okay.
I passed that moment, but I feel like I want you to continue. That's why I didn't want to say anything.
No, I was going to say, I'm like, because she just like gave him a nickname and everything. I'm like,
he's handsome.
He done followed you to the house.
That's where I'm at. I don't understand. I think that we understood the low-key possibly assault that happened on the bit. We understand that. But you know what? It happened. It passed away. I think what I am concerned about is that she's now getting off a few stops after on a bus. And when she gets off the bus, Bulge is just be like, hey, it's me. Hello. And it's just like, hell, call the police. Like, there's nothing romantic.
Police.
About that. Like,
Wait a minute. Because I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of this, dog. No, I'm stopping. Look, is he in the wrong? Yes. But no, I'm tired of playing games. Let's have a real conversation. Shan, you said something, and that slipped by everybody.
Yeah.
It slipped by everybody, because nobody called you out on it. What did you say he looked like?
What?
What did you say his looks?
He was handsome.
Okay, why'd you say that?
Because I didn't feel like anything.
But he was wrong. He was wrong, but because he was handsome.
He was wrong, but because he was handsome, he got that little privilege.
Okay, so thank you. Now let's talk about it, okay? Okay? And it's New York culture for them niggas to be aggressive. Y'all used to that. Y'all on that side of town.
Yeah.
Jersey, Philly, y'all right next door. Y'all know how aggressive they get, which is the norm for them. And it's the norm for them because majority of the females from over there go for that because they aggressive. Mm. They be biting.
Follow me.
Okay.
Mm.
So what this man did, yes, to normal people, that was wrong.
I'm in Jersey. Over it there, is wrong. It's still wrong.
Hey, your that's friend up there, I don't know where Shan is at on your screen, but she's right above you. Your friend said he just had pretty privilege.
Yeah.
She just said that. I know she could contradict herself like in about five episodes, but she just straight up like, hey, he cute, so I was cool with it.
Yeah.
And look, I will admit, what he did, his actions, what he did was wrong. Let's not act like if this would have been done in 98, the content would have been totally, oh my God, he went beyond measures to get my number.
Yeah.
But he is a creep. Anytime they got to call the company and say, hey, how much do that's just you already know what type of woman he's looking for. He looking for the one that he could fly out. He looking for the one that he could splurge on, love bomb, so to speak. That's what he's looking for. So he was very well, he was attracted to you, he was interested in you, but let's just keep it real. He wasn't interested in no long term. He probably wanted to add you to the stable.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That's how he was
moving. Or the basement.
And let's be real. Some people cool with their basement.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
Some people actually do know how to hog tie somebody.
Hell, we used to have a former podcaster that used to perform in basements. Shit.
Hey, shit. Since we're here, please do tell.
Oh, you don't remember about somebody, you know, waking up and their beanie or hat was being used to wipe off some love juices? Oh, y'all don't remember that?
That was in a basement.
Yeah.
That was in a basement, like, brother.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was an establishment.
It was an establishment that had a basement.
It had a basement, yeah.
It had a basement on a couch. Woke up. Use it as a rag. Yeah, that's look at your sham face.
That was your people.
That was sham people.
Now that we found love.
Shay, you don't remember that? Oh man, look, I don't even know what episode that would be, like who platform that would be on, but that was told before.
I know what episode
as a matter on, as a matter like, as a matter of fact, I'm not even sure it was recorded, but I know it was said in Clubhouse.
They did episode.
Classic story. On my
shirt. Yeah.
It wasn't me, y'all, by the way. It was somebody else.
Okay, clean it up.
Yeah, I had to just remember that was not high. It would have been a foot. No.
Yeah. That was
we didn't talk about it much on our episode. All been in some very unique situations, sexual situations. But I can imagine that the women have some very I would go as far as saying I think there's more weird sexual men than weird sexual women.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, in New York, if we're talking about New York, yes. You know how many wangs I've seen just sitting out on the seat at 6 a.m. in the morning?
Mm. I'm not talking just illegal. I'm talking about
I'm talking about the trains stop and you just see this coming out the door.
Oh,
okay, sir, that's how you feeling today. Great, excuse me.
That's different right there.
Champ, you be in spaces.
Oh, yeah.
You may need to be inside a little bit more.
That's why I be in the house. It's safe here. You know what I'm saying? What else did I need to explain? The flirting on the train is fun because...
Danger. Once again, danger. Go ahead.
Okay, if it's not late at night and there's three people on the train, don't do that. But if it's like a packed train and somebody's sitting right across from you, direct eye contact.
You got good eyes for that too, so I don't
care. Okay, putting on lip gloss and looking you directly in the eye.
Mm. Yeah, but what are you going to do though?
Nothing, and that's the joy of it. Like
until they follow you.
Somebody gets off.
So you just like edging.
Somebody was getting off.
Yeah.
Outside your house in the daytime.
I've sat on a train, mind my business, not do that. And have men get up and get off. And if I'm wearing a hat, they'll tug on like the edge of my hat before they get off.
Yeah, no, I've seen those instances.
wait, no, outside, y'all gotta break that down. I never heard that before.
Oh, like,
a tug on the hat.
It's like a light interaction, like.
I remember. It's kind of like.
Gigi, you smiling too hard, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like I was sitting on the train, minding my business, just riding, listening to music. In my bag, and I was just sitting there. The train stop comes. A man gets up that's like sitting around the area, probably been admiring me the whole time I'm sitting on the train. Doesn't say anything to me. My hat at the time had the little, you know, string toggle things. It was winter. And he tugged on it to let me know, like, he was.
You are my lady.
And then just walked off. And I was like, oh, okay.
I ain't knocking that. It's just I just be worried. You know, listen, I ain't y'all daddy. Okay. I just be like, be careful out here. All right.
I've also been I used to work for this Asian lady that had a boutique in West Village. And in the summertime, she would get a rental space in the Hamptons to have like the store there for like, you know, wealthier people that want to shop. And she would send me to the Hamptons on the weekend to work the store. So I would take,
okay,
I would take the Jenny bus, which is like a 2-hour bus that you would take in Midtown, take it to the Hamptons, open the store, merchandise the store, sell the stuff, leave. And there was like at the stop in the Hamptons, you'll have like regular taxis, and then you'll have people that are a taxi but in their personal car. But they have a like a license. And it was this one older black guy that was retired, and that's what he would do to just, you know, make money on the side or whatever. I didn't think nothing of it. There was no more taxis, and I needed to get to the store at a certain time. So he was like, I'll take you. So I gave him the address, got in the back of his car. I'm sitting there. I remember one day I was wearing shorts or a skirt. I had my legs crossed, like, kind of. And he was like, I like your hair today. I said, thanks. This is probably like the third time he done took me, brought me. And then he was like, he reached back like he was getting something. He started rubbing on my leg.
Oh, damn. See, and that's the issue that I have is when they go from, they just move so fast.
I was like, he's like, ooh. He's like, your legs are nice. I said, thanks. I didn't move him. I was like, thanks. He was making me feel no type of way. He was like, it's just you working the store today? I said, no, me and whatever the white girl name was. He was like, okay. He's like, do you need a ride later to go back? I said, sure. I said, I'll text you when I'm ready. He's like, okay. He was like, have a nice day. And I just got out and went to work. And then when I was leaving, I texted him and he came and he took me to the bus. He was like, you coming back here tomorrow? I said, yeah. He was like, you know, any weekend that you want to stay, I don't mind you staying at my house. I said, no, thank you.
All right, so stop, pause.
You got first deals, Baylor. Go ahead.
I'm about to ask the panel. When did the problem start? I want to know if y'all know the answer.
The third time he picked me up.
No. You don't answer, okay? I want them other two to answer. When did the problem start, Drake?
When we put the hand on that thigh.
When did the problem start for you?
Yeah. When he touched you.
Well, yeah. The problem started for me. Well, I feel like the problem started for me when he started complimenting her. I feel like that was the segue to find out, like, if she warm or if she hot. Like, that was like the tiptoe to the, I'm about to go and touch her thigh.
Okay, so look, we don't live in a perfect world. I'm pretty sure once he touched her leg for the first time, she...
I wish y'all could see Baylor's face. He gave me the father stance. The majority of this episode with my experiences I was sharing because... He couldn't understand why I was playing with my life like this.
Probably was in shock. This nigga touching my leg. I thought he was about to reach back and get his Skittles. No.
He did. He was trying to taste the rainbow.
He touched my leg. Now, yeah. A lot of women wouldn't be brave enough to say, hey, or even move away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they might be afraid. I get that. I'm gonna give you a pass on that. That's not when the problem started for me. No, not at all. Even the compliments. That's not when the problem started for me. You know? People are attracted to people, and they don't. Some people don't have the game to express it in a safe, respectful way. That's not where it started with me. The problem started when he said, "You could text me," and then that nigga texted him. That's when the problem started.
Oh, so and the like, nigga we talking about is Shane. The nigga we talking about is Shane. By the way, I want to be clear.
Yes, when he said you could text me, and then she said, "Oh, I'm going to work with the white girl, I'm going to do this." And then I text him. Why?
No, see, that you can say that. You can say that. Because once again, it started with the leg. Because you trying to say she was in shock. I don't think she was in shock. She was like, oh.
Well, that's why it's not. That's even more why it's not a problem with me.
That's even more why it's a problem with me. Because, nigga, why are you touching me? Okay.
But my thing is, if she's not saying that, we know that Shan is built different.
You know why? I've been around too many older island men, and they are fresh in the mind and in the mouth. And so just like vulgarness at first doesn't bother me with them as long as I don't feel completely violated.
Have you seen how they drive?
Yes.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Hey, I seen them. What's them? I seen them at dance halls. And let me tell you that.
They are Jamaicans and however you say Ghana.
Haitians.
Them two right there.
Yeah.
You cannot find another continent, another country that can drive as crazy as those two places. I dare you.
Even in Mexico.
And you don't even know. You don't even know what side of the road that the Jamaicans drive on. Listen, and in Ghana, they ain't got no dividers. So
that didn't startle me. So I'm just like, okay. And the reason why I called him is because in that part of the Hamptons at that time, it's hard for you to wait for a taxi and catch that bus at a certain time. So I'm just like, fuck it. He know where I'm at. I know he gonna get me there on time. I don't have to call some random person and hope that they get here on time.
Sounds like a friend zone type of thing. Got him.
Ooh.
Got him.
You what see, you say now that, that I recap everything, I don't think it was a compliment. I don't think it was the text. Because I don't know if there was a problem, like, now that I understand Shan's personality.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, after he would have touched my leg, I'm not texting you back. Because then, like, I don't know what it could escalate to. And now it's nighttime. Like, I'm kidnappable. I feel that way. I am kidnappable.
That's the thing, too. The time that
don't kidnap me, though.
Okay. Yeah, the time that I was in the Hamptons was never nighttime. It was always daytime. I got there like at 8 a.m. I left like at 4:30 to catch the 5:30 bus. And there's always people out, so I didn't feel no type of way.
Wait a minute. We asked this question with the last situation. We didn't ask for this situation. What did he look like to you, Shan?
Like an older black man.
He wasn't handsome like the other nigga.
It wasn't about him being handsome. It was like, it's just like, nigga, I don't want nothing with you. Like, the thought of him touching me was like, ew.
Friend zone.
And then when he offered, he was like, you know, you can spend the night at my house so you don't have to go on the bus back and forth.
See, that's where the escalation is happening.
I was like, thanks, but no thank you.
You didn't bring this story up on the podcast.
She did not.
I'm bringing this up so you understand, like, that train shit. I'm so used to shit like that. This is another example.
I stay on bullshit. Gotcha.
Sometimes.
Gigi.
What else do I need to explain?
You just said to the homies that you are kidnappable.
You know, I said, but don't kidnap me.
We are not going to put that in the atmosphere.
I want to try it now. You know, I have things.
What? Kidnap somebody?
No, I'm just saying for me.
No.
Exactly. Clarify for everybody. Who y'all like?
Are you talking about Gigi?
What would you like to try, Shan?
Oh, somebody to try to kidnap me?
Oh my God.
You want to be kidnapped?
What are you talking about?
Turn the movie on. Turn the movie on. I don't know what type of kids they into.
Hold on.
Somebody help me.
Yeah, like, you trying to get kidnapped out here?
What? You said, I want someone to try.
No, Shane
did me in the gym. So
no, I thought Vanna was saying you're kidnappable now.
No. I didn't say that. I'm repeating what she said.
Well, let's pause. Hold on. Everybody, we be back. We're going to have a quick commercial break.
Let's go to commercial break.
Don't get nobody in time.
We've got to gather ourselves. What the hell?
Price pick.
Shit. I'm just going to say price pick.
That went left quick.
Oh my gosh.
How did we get here?
He walked right into it and Shan opened the door.
No,
you close the damn door, Shan.
You was telling us how you would walk into it so nobody come get you.
I didn't.
She then says, I would try it. And then that's that's when we just went left.
And just so I can get this out there, you want to try to get
I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambipodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambipoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
Or you want to try to kidnap somebody?
I don't want to try to get kidnapped.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? With somebody, I don't
want
my
being
tied up.
Okay, that's different.
Does anyone know how to hog tie somebody?
That's consent. That's okay. That's okay.
It is okay, but the thing is, she recanted and then she went right back forward again. She that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She trying to like, nah, I didn't mean that.
She said, I'm gonna get out the basement. She was like, matter of fact,
don't take that experience from me.
Listen. Y'all remember that meme that that person get that goat out of that, or that sheep out of that hole, and that motherfucker bounced back in it.
And go right back in here. Yeah.
Yo. Work in progress, y'all.
Listen, we ain't judging you. We just want to get some clarification on the situation, okay?
Yeah, because it happened so fast, and it, you know.
We're like, wait a minute.
I want to try. Like, try what? I don't know.
What else was questioning?
Nothing.
Flirting on the train, easy.
Flirting on the train. We talked about
flirting on a train.
We talked about basically the difference between you allowing somebody into your life for certain reasons other than your love life. Because basically, we're friend zoning it. You're good to be in my life, but not in my love life.
Yeah.
So you're using them.
But why am I using them if
they want to stay?
Yeah.
They have hope.
I don't.
They have hope.
But I'm direct with people, so like
that doesn't count.
Why not?
But you know how many people, not just women but men too, they get into certain situations and they make promises in the beginning because they want to make sure they have a chance. Just like y'all say, why men won't tell the truth? Because they know, they feel like if they tell the truth, they won't have the opportunity in the first place.
Right.
Women get in certain situations, they'd be like, all right, we could do this, and I promise we won't catch feelings. The key is not to catch feelings here, but we can have sex with each other and still be friends. And then several months down the road, you see him talking with somebody else or flirting with somebody else on the train. And then jealousy seeps in there.
But see, I've never told somebody we're friends, but we could fuck though. But it's cool. I've never done that. And whenever they make, like, you know how a man might make a sexual joke with a woman to see where she at with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never given an attention like.
But have you ever used them for their services, knowing that? They like you.
What services?
Anything.
No, like anything. Okay, let's put this here. I'm a very much, I'll do it. Let me just buy the tools. Let me buy the shit. I've denied men helping me put shit together in my house for that reason. And then even the things that I can't do, like fix my dryer, I had to call a company. They sent the man. Mm-hmm. That man fixed the dryer, gave me his number, and said, text me anytime you need anything. Mm-hmm. I knew what the fuck that meant. I know this is not your job to give me your personal number. Never text the number. Never call. The people that pick up old furniture out there for me, and they tell you how much it's going to cost for them to grab it, two men came to the door. Mm. I know what they was looking at.
I hear the saxophone.
They know what they was looking at. They told me, anytime you need us to come pick up anything, let us know. The man that delivered my nachos today, he was very handsome, that DoorDash.
You did say that before the show started.
He looked me in my eyes. He looked at my chichis. And I grabbed the bag and I said, thank you.
But the thing, see, okay, I'm gonna intervene. Because I'm like, with the whole friend zone, I can see if you're doing it on purpose. But if you're just trying to be cool and people doing kind things for you, and they thinking something will happen, but you never put that energy out there, I'm with you on that, Shan. Like, I didn't even put it out there. You choosing it. But, you know, I'm going to say what. Because the thing is, You know the power you have.
Well, we see how that works because another man had to step into a position that man was not in for me to see that, oh, they thought this was more than what it was.
Hold on. What? Last statement right there, Shan. I just want to communicate.
I got into a relationship.
Hold my hand, Shan. Guide me back to where we were at.
When I got into a relationship,
okay,
someone who was a friend of mine,
right,
who I never dabbled and dibbled with,
saw
a clear distinction from what this person can do with Shan versus what they can do with Shan.
And they didn't respect that
boundary. And when I gave limits, it became very tit for tat.
Got a little weird.
And that's when I saw, like, oh, they thought this was more. They think somebody is taking something from them. And they said it verbatim on their podcast. Mm. I'm tired of people taking things from me.
A little possessive or something.
Right. But I didn't think that's how they would have taken that because we've never had no conversation of more. But one thing I would say is when we first met, and we're like talking, when I saw that they were thinking like maybe she likes me and not the pod. No, it has always been the pod. It has always been your work. It has always been about you being better in podcasting. It was never, I like your body. I want your body. I want you in mine. Yeah. And I made that very clear at the beginning. So there was no reason for them to think this is a possibility.
That's that hope.
But they did. And that's the thing that I'm agreeing with Drake is I can't control you thinking you might have an in. I can't control it.
And I'm going to throw this out here too. You have your right. And no matter what you have on, you should you have safety. They should respect that. And that goes for, it should be everybody. But it's different between gentlemen and it's different between weirdos. And we all know there's a lot of weirdos out there.
Yes.
And you like, you probably haven't recorded. You do because you started recording this immediately. What did you say you were doing when he opened the door, Shan?
What?
No, that was with your ex earlier. That was with your ex. That's what you did with your ex earlier.
Yeah.
I don't think you did that to the delivery man. How dare you? Like,
but I did have this on, so I understand. And I didn't feel anything about it. Just give me my bag, sir. Give me my bag. This is the code. Thank you.
Why, like, every time I listen to Shan's story, this sounds like a beginning of a porn?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting at. I was going to say that earlier. Because she had the dude with, once again, the bold gentleman. Then she had the one with the dude, the taxi cab. These are all scenarios.
Yeah. I feel like I'm about to walk right into it. Especially even the bulge dude. Like, when he followed you and you still was just like, hey, I'm still going to talk to him. Like,
great acting, Gigi. Great job.
And I think that's why I can be fucked in a boring way. Like, I need something different.
Yeah.
You got to come at me different. I see a pattern, I'm bored. Come on.
And once again, for my folks out here listening, this is not every woman. This is one individual right here. You have to find that. I don't want y'all going out here catching charges thinking this shit is normal. Okay?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't try to kidnap her either. Just let that be.
Oh, Gigi stuck on that. But no, look, she just said that. She, Chantal. Yeah. Okay? She is the one. Got to just put, she like, maybe. Yeah. That's how Sharon rolling, maybe.
Spice it up.
I may want you to. She legit said early, don't ruin my fun for me. Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to leave Shan out there like that. That's my
sometimes she right need there. To be. We've been saying we got to put her in time. We got it. Because Shan be wild and we act like
she do not. Be wild, but she has a great heart. She do. And I can't leave her out there. Because I would be a hypocrite. And I think everybody in this world has a level of hypocrisy to them.
True.
Right? I once got the side of my face licked.
I see that.
Remember this?
And I did not like it.
Did it smell?
You know, Gigi. When something like that happens to me, I stop breathing out my nose.
Boom, boom.
I just feel like it's just a distinctive thing. Like if somebody does lick your face, like if they have bad hygiene, like that smell lingers for a long
time. Well, I can honestly tell you that she did brush her teeth that day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't crazy. But the fact that, and it happened fast. It happened fast. I wasn't even able to like block it. You know,
change my block.
Yeah, it was right there.
Was her tongue fat?
Was her tongue fat?
It was right there. She grabbed my face, and she licked it, and I did not like it. Yeah, I mean, it was a regular pedestrian tongue.
Wow.
But that thing,
remember the tongue, but she don't remember the smell.
That thing was, because I remember the texture more than anything.
But hold on, Shane's question though. Like, that's what point we're talking about. Like, I don't know any of us was thinking of that. Gigi's question is kind of real because, you know, odor, smell, things of that nature. But the ass, was it fat?
Yeah, no, because we know where. Look.
Yes.
That made me want to, like, check my tongue, but I'm like, on the screen.
There has never been a point where I thought, like, if we was able to have access to Shan's, like, laptop or phone.
Boy, I think she would have all of us beat.
I delete all my history every time, so you have to find
nothing. Oh.
I'm gonna send your cookies to somewhere, okay? I'm gonna find that cloud. I know that cloud is filthy.
Sheesh.
I know that cloud got some shit in there. Okay, but no, I mean, that was the first time where I felt like, why she did that to me?
Why she violated? That's what you felt like. You felt like you was violated.
Violated. Now, that wasn't the first time I've ever been violated, but that was the time where I got violated, where I was like, okay, this is what they mean where somebody just does something and they don't even consider what the other person is going through in life. I was down bad. I'm lying. I was having a great time in my life. But she did not have to do that. She did not have to lick my face like that. I guess she felt comfortable because, you know, of school history and things of that nature. But she went for it while her boyfriend was in the house. That's the part that kind of like threw me
off. Throw it away.
You know what I mean? I parked. I'm smart enough never to drive into the driveway. People out there, you dropping anybody off, never drive in the driveway, okay?
If you do drive in the driveway, put it in reverse. And that's even more disrespectful, but you can get out much quicker.
I parked that motherfucker right in the street. I said, all right, get home safe. She then grabbed my head, and she obviously, you can't pull me. My body is already naturally rejecting from movement. So that means she came over. You know what I'm saying? She came over the thing. You know how this is my elbow space. This is where I put my elbow, right? That motherfucker came over there and said, ah. Mm-hmm. See, I'm going to be mad if you make the sound. If you lick my face and you make the sound, now I'm pissed off.
Now, to me, it sounds like it smells when you make the noise.
It does.
If you make the noise, that means it probably did smell bad.
Just a little bit. Because it looked like that was like all day breath.
Well, what's on Friday that, hey, she hit you with that?
Yeah. She started from the bottom.
This is such a revelation for me.
Why is that?
Because I'm sitting here listening to Billy's story about a drop-off. And I remembered how I met Ari's dad.
Oh, boy. You licked his face?
Back down memory lane.
Another stranger. Another complete stranger. Mm. I'm sitting outside of the library. It closed early for that day.
Y'all hear like the porn music playing?
Yeah, it's hard. The build-up is crazy.
Exactly. That moist music.
Right.
He was driving through the parking lot and he rolled down his window and he said, are they closed? Like this? And I said, like this. And he was like, no, I'm asking you, is the library closed? And I said, he was like, you thought I wanted to talk to you? I said, and then he laughed and he drove off. Then people started leaving, and he drove back through there.
Yo,
she ain't like she on the strip. She ain't stay inside. Somebody get her guardian. Yeah. Okay, that's all I'm starting to see. What you doing by yourself?
You are explaining to us. You the only nigga that be in and outside of the library.
Yo, you are the kidnappable. You are
the stranger danger, Shan.
Yeah.
He was like, you still here? And I just sat there quiet. He was like, if I drive back through here, you here, I'm going to get out and talk to you. I was like, fuck. And I was waiting for my aunt. I wasn't driving at the time. I was in college, and I was waiting for her to come get me. And more people left, so I was out there probably like the third person out there before the parking lot's empty. This man drove back through, parked his car, and was just talking to me. We were talking about music. We must have talked for like 2 hours.
Then where your aunt at?
Yeah, where she at?
Like, she was working, but she worked in like Alpharetta, which is like hours away from like the South Side. And I didn't have anybody to pick me up. And my boyfriend at the time, he wasn't supposed to drive his dad's truck when he was at the house. But I couldn't depend on him to come get me. So I told him, I said, I'm waiting for my aunt to come get me. He was like, do you want me to take you home? I said, no. And he's like, okay. And then we were talking. And then it got later. It was like dark at this point. And we still out there talking. I don't feel no type of way. I don't feel violated or anything.
That's how the serial killers get you.
He said, are you sure you don't want to call your aunt and tell them that you got a ride and me just drop you? I said, no, I don't know you like that. Yes.
How old were you again, Shan?
I was 18.
Okay.
Right. Still too young. Shan is deaf. You can't tell me nothing different. Shan was the type that you really had to talk to her about taking candy from a stranger. That's what it feels like.
And apparently not to run across the street.
All of this. Like, Shan is the child that, like, stop. You got to teach her so many, like, because she got it now. She's in, like, she got a lot of wit. But younger Shan was different. Younger Shan was like, because listen, her whole mannerism, how she was like, that shake her head and nod at the same time. That was some dumb child stuff that people do. Because I have a vivid imagination. And we
are there.
Same thing with Baylor when the whole, I can see the girl trying to grab him and come over, lick his arm, lick his face and all that. Everything Shan's saying, it's like I'm seeing it play out in my head. And if I would have saw another man while you on the corner of a street and trying to get you to come in the car and your ass doing sit your stupid ass down somewhere.
I think she was. I think she was sitting down. She was sitting down.
Were you sitting down?
So eventually,
were you sitting down outside?
Yeah, I was sitting on like the bench thing. So I'm just telling me, like, she just let this man take you home and you just sit with the door open and just hold your phone in the door. So I said yes to him taking me home.
Oh my God, I wasn't even...
kidnappable. She kidnappable.
I got in his car. I opened the car door. I held on to that.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Everything I just said, you proved my point. That's what I'm saying. You just proved my point. Somebody hold her hand. Where's your guard? He even asked, where's your guardian? That's what he said. Where's your aunt again, young? Oh, he probably was trying to protect you.
He made me call my aunt and tell her I was getting a ride, and he gave me his license plate number, whatever. He was like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. So I got in the car. He riding. He talking to me. And I'm holding on to the car door the whole ride. He turns in the cul-de-sac. And right next to my aunt's house was my boyfriend's house. And you know when you open... When I got in the car, he had asked me for my phone number. I told him no. Mm. And he proceeded to drive me home. We got into the cul-de-sac. I opened the car door. You know how you open the car door and the light come on in the middle? He stopped his car right in front of my ex's house. And when I opened the car door, that's when my stupid ass decided to give him my number. I said, my number is such and such, such and such.